Asif's mother looked at me like she wanted to say something, but she didn't. And I realized that neither of Asif's parents had said a word. Before I could embarrass myself and Baba anymore, but mostly to get away from Asif and his grin, I stepped away. "Thanks for coming," I said. I squirmed my way through the throng of guests and slipped through the wrought iron gates. Two houses down from our house, there was a large barren dirt lot. I had heard Baba tell Rahim Khan that a judge had bought the land and that an architect was working on the design. For now, the lot was bare. I tore the wrapping paper from Asif's present and tilted the book cover in the moonlight. It was a biography of Hitler. I threw it in a tangle of weeds. I leaned against the neighbor's wall and slid down to the ground. I just sat in the dark for a while, knees drawn to my chest, and looking up at the stars and waiting for the night to be over. "Shouldn't you be entertaining your guests?" a familiar voice said. Rahim Khan was walking toward me along the wall. "They don't need me for that. Baba's there, remember?" I said. The ice in Rahim Khan's drink clinked when he sat next to me. "I didn't know you drank," I said. "Turns out I do." He elbowed me playfully, but only on the most important occasions. I smiled. "Thanks." He tipped his drink to me and took a sip. He lit a cigarette, one of the unfiltered Pakistani cigarettes he and Baba were always smoking. "Did I ever tell you I was almost married once?" "Really?" I said, smiling a little at the notion of Rahim Khan getting married. I had always thought of him as Baba's quiet alter ego, my writing mentor, my pal, the one who never forgot to bring me a souvenir, a sauqat, when he returned from a trip abroad. "But a husband? A father?" He nodded. "It's true. I was 18. Her name was Humaira. She was a Hazara, the daughter of our neighbor's servants. She was as beautiful as a peri, light brown hair and big hazel eyes. She had this laugh. I can still hear it sometimes." He twirled his glass. "We used to meet secretly in my father's apple orchards, always after midnight when everyone had gone to sleep. We'd walk under the trees and I'd hold her hand. Am I embarrassing you, Amirjan?"
"A little," I said.
"It won't kill you," he said, taking another puff. "Anyway, we had this fantasy. We'd have a great fancy wedding and invite family and friends from Kabul to Kandahar. I'd build us a big house, white with tiled patio and large windows. We'd plant fruit trees in the garden and grow all sorts of flowers and have a lawn for our kids to play on. On Fridays after namaz at the mosque, everyone would gather at our house for lunch and we'd eat in the garden under cherry trees and drink fresh water from the well. Then tea with candy as we watched our kids play with their cousins." He took a long gulp of his scotch, coughed. You should have seen the look on my father's face when I told him. My mother actually fainted. My sister splashed her face with water, they fanned her and looked at me as if I'd slit her throat. My brother Jalal actually went to fetch his hunting rifle before my father stopped him. Rahim Khan barked a bitter laughter.